How you guys doing? I don't got no shoes on right now. How you doing? How you doing?
Give me back just a little bit of Daytona so we can all get that beautiful smile.
Perfect. Thank you.
He knows how to work it.
Oh, yeah.
How does it feel to be here, get going, start everything up?
Well, I'm very excited just to be here to start the off-season program. We're in our second week right now. Just getting to know all the guys, getting familiar with all the guys in the D-line room, getting familiar with all the coaches and entire coaching staff. Coming out in workouts, setting a competitive environment, showing the guys that, you know, I come from Green Bay and, you know, I'm a new guy here, but at the same time, I'm going to come here and I'm going to compete hard and just challenge myself, not only myself, but my teammates every day when we're working out, and just let them know that, you know, I'm a guy who smiles a lot, but I'm a guy who works really hard, and I'm a guy who loves to win, and I'm a guy who doesn't, you know, take anything else but winning.
The transition made easier by the fact that there is some familiarity between the two teams?
When I became a free agent, I knew it was a possibility that I wouldn't be in Green Bay anymore. You know, instantly, my team, as far as my agent, my wife back home, they did the best thing for me to make sure that my transition was easy for wherever I went. And I know in the back of my mind that wherever I went, I had to come and prove myself, not only to my teammates, but to my coaches as well. And, you know, every day that step foot into this locker room, that's what I'm doing.
Hey, how's the transition to free technique
going for you? Oh, it's going great for me. Pretty much half of my sacks come from the three technique. That's the position I played when I was in college. I'm very familiar with playing inside, you know, it just that, you know, playing in Green Bay, I had a limited role with playing it, so I felt like I was really underdeveloped. You know, my coaches did work hard with me over there. I'm not going to say they didn't, but my opportunity was cut short, and I feel like with the coaches that we have here, I feel like, you know, I'm still a younger guy, and I still could be developed, and I have a lot more to give.
Yeah, how different is the way Andre Patterson does things here compared to whether it's footwork technique?
Oh, he's a very technical coach, and, like, already just breaking down film, I've learned so much about myself already that I didn't even know about, that like certain things that I could do to, you know, turn a lot of those quarterback hits I had into sacks. And I'm very excited to be working with Coach Patterson and the rest of the defensive line.
Is that where you'll definitely be, three technique?
I think I'll be definitely in as a three technique just to start off. You know, for me, I'm a very versatile player. I could play, you know, up and down the line, but Here in Minnesota, they do things by keeping things simple for the players so that they could excel and be the best at what they do. And I'm very excited to be able to do that.
What's your early read on the tone or attitude of this team?
Oh, guys are very competitive. We got a couple Pro Bowl guys in our room. You know, Danielle Hunter, you should have been a Pro Bowler last year. You know, including him. And, you know, so far we're in week two, and guys are getting after it in the weight room. Coach Zimmer's mentality to the team, you know, he has that touch that, you know, he's not going to take any crap, and, you know, he only wants the best for the guys, and he only wants guys to win and compete hard.
Daytona draft week this week, what's draft day like for a player, for you? What's that anxiety like?
Oh my gosh, it was a crazy feeling. For me, I raised the bar for myself to be a first round pick. During draft week, I actually stayed home. I stayed home away from New York just to be with my family, because I didn't know myself that I was going to be a first-round draft pick. But I think for the most part, I think all the guys that has this opportunity to be drafted, I think that, you know, just embrace it. You know, take this time in with your family. It's the last day. It's the last day. You know, most guys might not get drafted, but, you know, everyone has something to prove, and I think that, you know, draft day is a day that you embrace on yourself and your hard work that you put in college, and all your achievements is paying off. But I think all the guys should just, you know, come in, get drafted. Once you're drafted, have fun with your family and friends. The next day, you know, this is your job now. This is where you're going to be for the next few years. Embrace it. Challenge yourself to be better, become a better player every day. And not really worry about which round you go, because at the end of the day, when you come in here, you got to prove yourself and you got to show up.
Hey, Tom, what were your memories of playing Adrian Peterson?
Oh my gosh, he's a very patient running back. He's hands down the hardest running back we had to stop. You know, the hardest running back we had to prepare for because of his patience of being able to stop and start and being able to hit any gap once he stopped and started. You know, he kind of reminds me of a guy like Ezekiel Elliott. They have, like, the same abilities, being able to stop and start, really good vision, very strong, fast, and not one guy could just bring him down.
You're one of the only guys in this building right now to actually hit him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know all the guys here weren't allowed to hit him. But, yeah, I mean, he's a very passionate player, and I know he's going to be ready for Monday Night Football.
You talk about Coach Dre. He says sometimes he coaches the opposite of what some other D-line coaches do, but to see that he has turned guys into Pro Bowl guys and they do have fun, are you just willing to kind of eat up anything that he coaches, even though it might be different from what you knew before?
Oh yeah, whatever. I'm coming into this locker room as a sponge. I know I played a lot of football in a lot of different positions, and I'm coming to Coach Dre as a sponge. Whatever he throws at me, I'm gonna be humble. I'm gonna humble myself, and I'm gonna learn his way of doing things, and that's the only way of doing things. His way of doing things. And Coach Zimmer's way of doing things. And by doing that, I'll become a better football player.
Hey, John, what are your impressions of Linval Joseph from what you've seen on film?
Oh, my gosh, he's a mountain. He's a mountain. He's a very explosive guy. He's a guy, he's very generous already in the locker room. I've known him for 2.5 weeks. But from day one, just making me feel more comfortable. Sending the team little things by sending the team room, you know, hey, Dayton, come sit right here, come sit right next to me. You know, being a guy who pushes everybody in the field, he's not scared to compete with, you know, the smallest guy on the defensive line. When we're doing agilities and running, you know, he's a guy who's a competitor, and you can just tell he wants to be great.
They give you a nickname yet?
You said, what is that?
They give you a nickname yet? They do that?
Oh, nah, not yet. You know, that's why I'm keeping a skull cap on. You know, I got this bald head. I'm scared to take it off around these guys. I'm scared to take the skull cap off around these guys. You know, I don't want to get the bald nickname too early.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.